So we need to learn all we can about the Word, what God says to us in the Word, what He speaks to us in our heart, and then begin to do that.
God has a plan for each of us designed to bring fullness, joy, and peace to our lives. Join Gloria Copeland today as she shares the importance of seeking Him first in everything we do. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to talk about the Word today, how to walk in the Word, how to live in victory, the plan. We're still talking about the master plan. Doesn't it do you good to know that God has a plan for your life beyond salvation? That we've heard about that plan, but He has a plan for you, something for you. You want to know exactly what He wants you to do in life and get in that spot, because that'll be the best, happiest, most joyous, most fulfilled place that you can be. Living out of the will of God is like washing your feet with your socks on. That's a pretty good description. Just seems like nothing's right. You know things aren't right, but you don't know why, and you don't know what to do about it. But God has a plan for every one of us. And what we want to do is find out that plan. Now let's look at some of the scriptures we looked at last week. This key scripture that talks about the master plan that I like is from the New Living Translation in Ephesians in verse 8. It says, God saved you by His special grace when you believed. You can't take credit for that. It is the gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. We are God's masterpiece with a master plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan for you and me. A plan just for me. He has a plan just for me. He has a plan just for you. Now what we want to do is find out what that plan is and get in that plan. And sometimes, you know, you don't know but one step at a time, and the Lord will lead you, and you take that step, then you take another step. But if you keep taking the steps that the Lord leads you to do in the Word and speaks to you in your heart, you will come to that place, and I believe He has a place for us all. We have a plan and a place in the things of God, in the plan of God, and He wants us to come to that place. So that's what we're talking about. And this scripture in the New Living says, we are a masterpiece, and the Master has a plan for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is great news. In the third chapter, it says, Paul was talking about the secret plan of salvation, that God had revealed Himself to us in His secret plan, that there was salvation for the Gentiles, for the nations. That was a revelation to Paul. And he preached that around the world at that time. Wherever he could go, he preached the plan of salvation. Well, the word salvation is more than being born again. It includes everything. It includes deliverance, healing, well-being, satisfaction. Everything good is included in that word salvation. It's a big word. So we need to learn all we can about the Word, what God says to us in the Word, what He speaks to us in our heart, and then begin to do that. Now, sometimes we don't know exactly what the next step is, so what do we do? Well, the Bible says, as we talked about last week, we seek God, we research God, we talk to God, we research the Word of God. We see in the Word, what do I need to do here? What do I need to change? Am I missing this? Or do I have this right? And so we constantly, you'll never stay in the will of God and in the plan of God for your life if you don't constantly keep your heart and your eyes centered on the Word of God. Now, today, I want to look at the scriptures. We looked at some scriptures in Proverbs. Well, let's see if there's some other things I want to just mention here before we go to it. Psalm 138 in the New Living Testament in verse 8 says, "The Lord will work out His plan for my life." Isn't that a great scripture to stand on? If you're in a place right now and you don't know what the plan of God is, you don't know what the next step is, you're not even sure if you're going in the right direction, there's a good scripture, Psalm 138, verse 8. "The Lord will work out His plan for my life." Then let's look at Proverbs 4. We talked about this. I don't know if we read it last night, but let's look at Proverbs 4, where it talks about the shining path, the shining path. Oh, yeah, God has a plan and a path for us. Chapter 4. Let's see, where am I here? Proverbs 4:18 in the Amplified Bible says this. Well, let's go back up. Let's just go back to 13. "Happy, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom." Now, if you don't find the wisdom of God, your plan's not going to work, because you don't work that plan without the wisdom of God. If you don't have the wisdom of God, if you don't take time to get in the Word and find out what God says about the black and white issues of your life, what you should do in your daily life, how you should conduct yourself and so on, you're going to miss the big plan. You'll miss the destination plan. So this says, "Happy is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom, the man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's Word. For the gaining of it, the gaining of wisdom is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit of it better than fine gold." Wisdom is better than money. Wisdom will bring money. But money without wisdom will help you to die young. You won't know what to do. You won't live right. And your sin will cut your life short if you don't know God. And so wisdom is better than silver, and it's better than gold, because wisdom brings you life and abundance and blessing and prosperity. It says, "Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her." Now, when you realize that the book, the Bible, little Bibles, big Bible, all the Word of God, there is life in those words. There is wisdom in those words. There is the plan of God in those words. And it's not just something we do as a religious exercise, because it's considered a righteous thing to do to read the Word. No, we get in the Word because we want to know the plan. We want to know the wisdom. We want to know what we're to do in this life. We're in this life. We're here in a natural body. We've been born again. Most of you have already been born again. If you haven't, you should be. But we've been born again. We've been filled with the Spirit. But we're surrounded by darkness, sin, all kind of bad things, corrupt things in the world. And yet we can live here as though we were already in heaven. We can live on the earth in days of heaven on the earth if we'll walk in the wisdom of God. So that's the reason why we stress the Word. If you don't know what God says, and you're not going to just get that on, you know, TV networks, you're not going to get what God says. You're going to get that from the world. You're going to get that from the Word of God. And if you don't know what He says in His Word, what does the Scripture say? How can two walk together except they be agreed? How can you and God walk together except you be agreed? And He's not going to change. So it's up to us to find out what He says and get in agreement with that, with Him. And it says in wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. Length of days, that is long life. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Do Ken and I believe in prosperity? Absolutely. Why do we do that? Because that's what the Word says. It's a righteous thing to walk in the wisdom of God. You walk in the wisdom of God, you get to live a long time on one side, and then you get riches and honor on the other side. That's a great thing. I believe in that. I believe the Word of God. Wisdom's ways, her ways, are the highways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. Now that word peace, shalom in the Hebrew, it means everything that makes for man's highest good. When you see peace in the Bible, it's not just talking about peace of mind. It's talking about peace. Peace in your family. Wholeness, in other words. Wholeness in your family. Wholeness in your life. Wholeness in your vocation. Wholeness between you and your wife. Wholeness, peace, good, shalom. Everything good. Wisdom, in verse 18 in the Amplified, says, wisdom is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. Well, what about those that don't lay hold on wisdom? She's not a tree of life. She's just a tree of life to those who take hold of her, take hold of the wisdom of God, and then act it out in their lives. Obey the wisdom of God. She is a tree of life, and happy, blessed, fortunate, and to be envied is everyone who holds her fast. By skillful and godly wisdom, she has founded the earth, and by understanding, he has established wisdom. By skillful and godly wisdom, wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding, he has established the heavens. By the wisdom of God, God established the heavens, and he founded the earth. So everything, the whole earth and heaven, revolve around the wisdom of God. And what is the wisdom of God? That's the way God does things. That's whatever he says is right, and whatever he says is wrong is wrong. You walk in the wisdom of God, you'll be in agreement with the Lord all the time. He has established the heavens. It says, my son, in verse 21, let them not escape. Let the knowledge, it talks about his knowledge in the verse above, let them not escape from your sight, but keep sound and godly wisdom and discretion. Keep the words. Whatever the Bible says, keep that. They will be life to your inner self and a gracious ornament about your neck. So the words of God are life to you. The scripture says God's word is life. The words are life to your inner man, to your inner self, and a gracious ornament to your outer self. So your inner self is better and your outer self is better when you walk on the wisdom of God and you walk on his words. Then you will walk in your way securely. When? When your ways are the ways of the wisdom of God. Then you will walk on your way securely and in confident trust, and you shall not dash your foot or stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Wisdom is not afraid, because wisdom believes God. Wisdom has faith. Yes, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. You shall not be afraid of sudden terror and panic, nor of the stormy blast or the storm and ruin of the wicked when it comes, for you will be guiltless. The Lord your shall be your confidence and firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. Wisdom will keep you. The Lord will keep you. When you're in a when you live a lifestyle of obeying God, You understand, you obey the written word, you obey what you get in your spirit, you follow God, you begin to know what to do, where to be. You won't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You obey God, and there's security in that. When you lie down, you'll not be afraid, and your sleep shall be sweet. You're not afraid of sudden terror or panic. The Lord is your confidence. He shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Now, look over at Proverbs 4. Proverbs is just one of the most profitable books for you to study and for me to study that there is. Because it just says in black and white. You don't have to have revelation to understand what Proverbs tells you to do. Proverbs says, do this and things will go well, you'll be blessed. But if you do this, things won't go well, you'll be cursed, there'll be all kind of things, bad things happen over here. If you disobey God, these are the things that happen. If you obey God, there'll be all kind of good things, day in, day out. And we're talking about God having a plan and a place for us. So look at verse 18. In verse, well, let's look, it's also good. Let's look at 4:5. Let's go to 4:5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Get skillful and godly wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Now, this is wisdom talking to you. At the first verse says, My sons, the instruction of a father, and pay attention in order to gain and to know intelligent discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. For I give you good doctrine that is to be received. Do not forsake my teaching. And this is Solomon, of course. He's been taught by his father David. He said, he taught me and said to me, let your heart, this is what David told Solomon, let your heart hold fast my words and keep my commandments and live. Now, who gets credit for being so wise? Everybody knows Solomon had the wisdom of God. Where did he get that wisdom of God? Well, his daddy taught him what he knew about God, for one thing. And I'm sure he learned much on his own, too. But he said, he taught me and said to me, let your heart, Solomon says his father taught him and said to him, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Get skillful in godly wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Now, God says that to us. Get, if you want a good life, a peaceable life, if you want things to go well with you, get the words of my mouth. Get skillful in godly wisdom and don't turn from it. And this is our security in this crazy world we live in. Forsake not wisdom and she will keep. Forsake not, in other words, you can say, forsake not what God says. And she will keep and defend and protect and love you, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom. The wisdom is get wisdom. That's what he says here. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. Now, we live in a day and an hour where we have the written word. We can go to the wisdom of God and read it anytime, day or night, in 25 translations. We've got the wisdom of God, what God said to Solomon, what he said to David, what he said to Adam, what he said to Moses, what he said to Peter, Paul, what he said to Jesus. We have that written down. We can have that wisdom. We can get that wisdom. So I want you to get a grasp today of how important it is for us to go after the wisdom of God and how unreasonable it is for us to say, I don't have time to spend in the Word, or I have to do this, or I've got to watch television, or I've got to watch the Super Bowl, or I've got to do something that's so important that I don't have time for the Word of God, for the wisdom of God, when wisdom is the answer. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all you have gotten, get understanding, comprehension, interpretation. Prize wisdom highly and exalt her. Now examine your life right now and say to yourself, am I prizing the Word of God? Because this is the wisdom of God. Am I prizing the Word of God? And then say, am I prizing what I see in the Word of God? Am I prizing what wisdom says for me to do? Do I honor God enough and prize wisdom enough to do what He tells me to do in the written word? Am I doing that? Am I walking in love? Am I doing whatever else the scripture tells us to do? Am I keeping the commandments of God? Prize wisdom highly and exalt and promote, she will exalt and promote you. Wisdom will exalt and promote you. You want to do better in your job? Prize the wisdom of God and you'll be promoted. You want to do better in life? Prize the wisdom of God and you'll be promoted. She will bring you to honor. Wisdom will bring you to honor when you embrace her. She shall give you a head, give your head a wreath of gracefulness and a crown of beauty and glory. She will deliver to you. You're going to even look better with the wisdom of God. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Walk in the wisdom of God, and you'll have long life, and you'll have strong life. The years of your life will be many. This is how to live long in the earth. What we read in here, this is life. This extends our life. This brings us healing and health and deliverance and wisdom every day, and it helps us to live out the full number of our days. Where on the other hand, stupidity, the way the world lives, will cut your life short. So it's your choice. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, in the years of your life shall be many. Now we'll start right there tomorrow, because I want to get down to the last part of that chapter. But just get a grip on your own life and see, give yourself the test. Examine, the Bible says, test and examine yourselves to see if you're holding fast. Are you spending time in the Word? Do you honor the Word? Or do you just, you know, if you hear somebody preach something from the Word of God, it's not exactly what you want to hear. Do you just dump it, put it on the shelf? Or do you make changes? Now, if you want to walk in the shining path and you want to walk in the path that God has for you and in the highest place that He has called you to live, you're going to have to treat the Word of God with reverence, respect, and obey it. This is true for anybody, and it's not something you do for a few days, a few weeks, or a few years. You get into the Word of God your whole entire life. The day you leave this earth, you should have been reading the Word of God that morning or the night before, depending on when you leave. God's Word is His wisdom to live out this life. I'll be right back.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way, God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
You still have 3 days left to pre-order the book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. I'm very excited about this book. I want every person to know the joy of living in the will of God and in the blessing of God. So I want to encourage you to get it. Get some for your family. Get some for people that you know needs needs to know that God loves them and he has a plan for them. I'm telling you, when you get in on the Word of God and you do what we talked about in the broadcast today and you begin to know and understand in your heart that God is talking to me in this Word and this is the blessing. This is my blessing in this Word. Whatever God says in here, I can have it. It's an exciting life. So I want to encourage you to get it, and I want to pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for every person watching. Lord, I pray for every single person today that you would reveal to them the next step of the masterful, wonderful plan that you have for their lives. Lord, anybody that's missing that path that you have, I'm asking you to just steer them into it. Just immediately show them what they need to do. In other words, Lord, we ask today for wisdom. We ask for your wisdom in our walk down here. And we are asking and we are believing and agreeing that every one of us hear from heaven the next step that you would have us to take. What do you want us to do now, Lord? Reveal it and we'll do it in the name of Jesus. Now, we agree as touching that. We agree. You know, you ought to be praying for wisdom every day. I believe God for his wisdom for the day. I believe him to show me what I need to know, what I need to know from the Word, what I need to know to do and decide and things in my life that come up day by day. We can walk in the wisdom of God. I want you to get your book and study it. It's something that will really, really help you. Stay with us this week and let's continue to open our hearts and our minds for the fullness. Now, I promise you this, the plan God has is the best plan. Hallelujah. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, that old man died, that man of sin, that spirit man that had death in it and sin in it, it's gone. And in place, the Scripture says, is what the Bible calls a new creation.